B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Donnie, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we doing all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
All right, man. I'll take the Patriots -5 for this weekend. You sound like a damn freaking bookie.
Certain things can't be said on the radio, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. How can we help you?
The reason I'm calling is I went out with this girl. She was pretty cool, but I'm sure she was nuts about me, you know? I mean, I even kind of closed the deal. She has a kid, and I played with him. I made him laugh. So I don't know. I can't get a hold of her, but I know it went great. I mean, it couldn't have not gone great. I mean, I blew her away.
He's so confident.
Up, you know? You blew her away by being really good with a kid?
Everything, man. Like, you know, like I did the quarter behind the ear trick with the kid.
Oh,
you know, he's not that bright, so he liked it.
Oh, man.
Maybe you can get a date with her son if this doesn't work out with her.
Yeah, actually, you know, you kid around, but I did take the kid out because I wanted to show her that I'm serious and show the kid a good time. I mean, I'm trying.
All right.
You sound like a great guy.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so listen, we'll
I'm
give...
I'm the best.
If you do say so yourself.
We're going to call her for you next, okay, my friend?
All right.
All right, hang on, Donnie. It's second date update on 10th.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Donnie. He's looking for Mary, and he deserves another date with Mary because not only has Donnie been amazing on his dates with Mary, but he's also going out of his way to impress Mary's little son, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely.
Just making sure you're still there.
But yes, I've done that.
All right, so listen, stay quiet, and we're going to give Mary a call next.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mary?
Yeah.
Mary, this is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I know this is going to sound weird, but can I just explain why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody, and it's a good reason that we're calling you.
I'm sorry. Could you just say all that again?
Slower.
So listen, we're calling you. I'm sorry. I say it very fast because I always get nervous that people are going to hang up on me because they do end up hanging up on. So we're calling you from a radio station, and I can explain to you in literally 20 seconds why we're calling you, and it's for a good reason.
Okay.
Okay, so we got your phone number from a guy who likes you. You know him. He thinks you like him, too. He wants to take you out on a date. We will pay for the entire thing and just to see if you and this guy hit it off. And it's not going to be a surprise. I'm going to tell you the guy's name, and you know him.
Okay, I'm still kind of confused, but yeah, who's what?
Okay, so if you say yes, the date will be at the restaurant of your choosing, paid for by us, with Donnie, who you already, I guess, you went out with him a couple times.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Wow.
No, 100% not, so that's okay. Thank you.
Wait, hold on, but can you, okay, so if you're going to say no, can you just at least let us know why it's a no? Because he seems very confused as to why, you know, you're not responding to any text messages or calls or anything because he thinks you guys had a you. He thinks you guys were hitting it off when you were seeing each other.
I'm not surprised that he's confused because he's a f-ing idiot. Yeah, no, it's just he's a douche. I don't want him involved in my life, and I'm already like super frustrated that I introduced my son to him.
But why? He said that he that him and your son really hit it off well.
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. He said, oh, you know what? I'm going to take your son out. He's 12 years old. I'm going to take him out for dinner, and that way they can bond, which is actually, like, kind of sweet and thoughtful. And I said, sure, whatever. But the problem is, my son came home and was pissed. And he said that Donnie took him to Capitol Grill and then made him pay for the entire meal.
He what?
He's 12 years old.
Wait a minute.
At the Capitol Grill, a 12-year-old
pig. A 12-year-old has money for a Capitol Grill.
Are you balling?
And we're taking a 12-year-old
right.
Capitol Grill.
They barely have money for Subway.
What?
Why did he make him pay for Capitol Grill?
I have no f***ing idea.
There had to have been like a misunderstanding. That can't be right.
I believe, hopefully, we can get an explanation because I think Donnie is on the phone still.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Donnie, are you there?
I never want to see Donnie again.
Dude is hilarious.
Donnie, you didn't tell us.
Come on.
Yeah, Donnie, is that true?
Why did you make the kid pay for the at the Capitol?
Listen. First of all, Mary, sweetie, this is being taken completely out of context.
What is he doing?
He got to go.
Right. Did you or did you not make her son pay for your meal at the Capitol Grill?
First of all, he's 12, but he's tall, so he looks like 14.
It doesn't matter what he looks like. He's 12
years old. I look at this kid and I'm thinking, wow, here's a young man. When I was a young man, I didn't get no allowance, and I said, let me teach this kid the ways of the world.
Oh,
you know,
Jesus.
You want something, you work for it. He wanted food. He wanted to get to know me. Well, there's a price for such things. I don't see anything wrong with that.
He told me at a $60 ribeye. Why is it his responsibility to pay for that? You told my son to bring his debit card, right? And I didn't know this, but he thought, oh, maybe he's going to teach me about finances or, like, you know, money things. Like, you're going to help him out. And instead, you took advantage of him and exploited him for steak. Like, what?
Let me ask you this. Did he chip in for gas?
Okay, wait. Wow. Stop right there.
He is a piece of work.
Mary, you understand Donnie's intentions. He was just trying to, you know, teach your son the ways of the world, apparently. Would you be willing to give Donnie another date?
Absolutely not. Yeah, I know his intentions. They were to take advantage of my family and my son. Like, he's a piece of shit.
Come on, Mary. Let's do this again. And this time, we'll go Dutch.
Monday on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
The person you're trying to date knows someone or perhaps is very close or even related to somebody that wants to beat your ass. Just end it right there. Otherwise, you're going to end up talking to us. Second Date Update on the 10th. Brand new one. Monday morning, 8:10.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.